Kum lan and a block gemara. We are up to Dav Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, and we brought up a subject. We're going to talk more about this, and that's regarding liquids. We're discussing whether liquids that receive can get contaminated. Is that from the Torah? Is that from the rabbis? And there's two facets to contamination. If it itself becomes contaminated, tamei. Or if it can disseminate. In other words, even if you hold from the Torah, liquids can become tummy. Is it able to disseminate that tumah? Or it's only from the rabbis? So we have an argument here between Rav Shmuel, as the Gemara will explain right now. Says the Gemara, we are up to on page Tezayin Amar Aleph, Dav Tezayin Amar Aleph. And it goes, where it says Gufa, which starts from about 12 lines from the top of the page, right in the middle of the line. Now, we introduce all this because we brought Yaisi ben Yezer, who said that in the Beis HaMikdash, they made a rule that liquids are dochen. Dochen means pure. And that means that since it's only forbidden rabbinically, then in the Beis HaMikdash, we decided to remove this prohibition because we don't want to increase tumah in the Beis HaMikdash inside. But it wasn't clear, was it referring to liquids in the Beis HaMikdash from that we decided that it does not generate tumah, or that it itself does not become tummy? That was the argument we had with Rav Shmuel. Rav said that it itself does not become tummy because he believes liquids generally are receiving tumah only in the Rabbanon, and Shmuel holds no. Of course, it becomes tummy even in the Beis HaMikdash, but it does not generate tumah because that's only in the Rabbanon. So let's analyze this argument between Rav Shmuel. Rav says, Dochein Mamish. Rav says the liquids are totally pure. They do not become defiled in the Beis HaMikdash because it's only rabbinical. And in the Beis HaMikdash, we didn't want to add tumah. And Shmuel says, Dochein Milatame Tumas Achedim. That in the Beis HaMikdash, the liquids, if it comes in contact with meat, for example, will not spread any tumah. Aval tumas atzman yeshlen. But their own tumah, of course, they have, because that's from the Torah. That's Shmuel's version. Rav Madochim Mamesh, and more explains that. Rav says that it's toik, so he holds tumas mashkin the rabbanon, that liquids generally are tummy, only from the rabbanon even receiving tumas. So v'chi goes to rabbanon. When did rabbanon make this law? Only mashkin the alma, generally liquid. Mashkin base mebichayim, when it comes to liquid inside the base hamikdash, like gozer, they did not at all make this kind of decree because they don't want to increase tumas inside the base hamikdash. Literally, mimchai means where the butchers are, where they cut up all the meat. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, Dochein milatame tumas achedim. It's only pure as far as tami others. Aval tumas atzman yeshlem, but they have their own tumah. Ksavar, he holds tumas mashkin atzman de araisa, the tami achedim rabban. Shmuel holds that it itself to become tami from the Torah to generate tumas from the rabbis. V'chi gozu rabbonon b'mashkin the alma. When did the rabbonons make this gezeira about generating tumah only regular liquids of a mashkin base mitbechaya, but the liquids found in the house of the butchers, which is by the base of English, like gozu they didn't decree. V'chi le gozu rabbonon tumah achedim. The rabbonon said it does not metami others. Avot tumas atzma yeshlam. They definitely have their own tumah because that's from the Torah. Okay, Omer le Rav Huna bar Chinah lebrei. Rav Huna bar Chinah heard this discussion. He turned around to his son. He said, "Kayela the kamer apapa." He lived a generation later. He said, "When you go before two generations, when you go before apapa, Romile, I want you to ask him the following question: Mi Amar Shmuel? Is it possible that Shmuel said dochein miletamei tumas achedim? Is it possible that Shmuel said the liquid only insofar as disseminating tumah, it doesn't spread tumah?" Abu Tumas Asma Yeshlem, but they have their own tumah. In other words, Mahatoyda they Makabu Tumah. Let me ask you, how would you explain this pasuk? Because Kari Khan, the pasuk says, Bahabasa, and the flesh, the meat of korbanos, of sacrifices, Asha Yiga, if it comes in contact, Bechol Tame, anything which is Tame, Laichli shouldn't eat. So if liquid you tell me is Tame from the Torah, then what do you mean the Rabbanon said it doesn't disseminate tumah? But the Torah says that if you have meat of a carbon that comes in contact, anything which is tameh, it itself becomes tameh. So l'chayra, if the liquids in the are tameh from HaTorah itself, like Shmuel says, then it should spread the tumah around even to kachim. Amar Avsheish b'rei Davidi midi d'havirvi b'kodesh. He answered back, no, what are you talking about? We have the, remember we learned yesterday, that the different tiers there are regarding Tumah. We said Chulin, there are only two tiers. It's only second generation or further. By Truma we have three, and by Kodesh we have four. So here you have an example by Kodesh. If it's a Revi and a carbon touches that meat, if a carbon touches that meat, it will not become Tame, even though this is Tame, but there's no fifth generation. So the same thing here. It touches liquid, it doesn't become Tame. Maskil Ravashi, what kind of answer is that? Revi b'kodesh lo yikr Tame. The reason why, if the fifth generation touches the fourth generation, doesn't become Tame, because remember we learned the end of the line is not called Tame, it's called Pasel. And the Torah says if meat touches something which is Tame. So in the case of Revi touches the next thing, it does not become Tame because Revi is only Pasel. But this is called Tame. Kasha, we have a problem. This is called Tame, so we have a problem. Kasha. Why? Because if you agree with me that if you're going to say, Shmuel, that liquid is Tame from the Torah, then if it comes in contact with Kachim, it should become Tame. And that remains the question which we don't have an answer for. But the Gemara still continues discussing, proving either Rav or Shmuel. Toshma, come in here. It says in Pasik, Chol Mashke, any liquid. It says in the pasuk there in the end of Shmini that if food that comes in contact that becomes tamei, if first water has to come out of it to prepare it. We learned yesterday that water prepares food for tumah, and then it says in the pasuk any liquid that you drink that fell inside a keli yitma becomes tamei. Now the question is whether the drink itself becomes tamei, or the drink yitma means it becomes tamei, or yitma means it passes on tumah. Any mashke that you drink inside any vessel becomes tamei. Says clearly the liquid becomes tamei. At least it itself becomes tamei. So it's a question on Rav. The pasuk is talking about, let's say, about an earthenware that a sheretz, one of the eight different the rodents, was suspended in the air. And everything that's inside the keli now becomes tamei. Special law regarding earthenware. Anything, any food inside that keli becomes tamei automatically. And any drink that's inside the keli sounds like becomes tamei. So right now we're understanding it means that the food inside, sitting inside this vessel, or the drink, the liquid sitting inside this vessel, all become tamei. So maybe you don't believe yitma means that it passes on tumba. Shmuel also says it doesn't. But at least yitma, it itself becomes tamei. A question on Rav. So Rav says, even though we use the word tummy, it always means of him, ma'ish yitma hichshir, that the liquid prepared all the food, the liquid itself does not become tummy, but the liquid prepared the food that's inside the keli, that now it receives a tumor from that sheretz. So the Gemara, hichshir b'reish nekrosh, at the very beginning of the pasuk, it says already that, b'kola oichal sheyoichal, says clearly in the pasuk, that what any food that you eat, that if water fell on it, becomes tummy. The Gemara says, yes, that two psukim, that water, according to Rav, that liquid never becomes tamei, that water never becomes tamei. When the pasuk says over here, water is talking about that the water prepares the food, makes it susceptible to mekabel tumah. And even though the beginning of the pasuk says exactly the same thing, that any food that water comes on it, there are two kinds of water. And we need to tell us that both kinds of water are able to make, prepare food for tumah. One second, please. There are two kinds of water. What are you two kinds of water? Says the Gemara, chad betlushim, one is from water that's detached from its source, and the chad b'mechaborim, one is from a water that's attached to its source. Utzichim, why should there be any difference? We need to tell us about both. The Yemim, the water detached, has the capacity to prepare food, to make it susceptible to receive tumah. Why mishum da ach shivinu? But the fact that you detach the water means that you want this water, so you might make that significant. Therefore, it has that capacity. Avam chabarim, still attached to its source, so it's just going through, and just flowing on its own. Aim aloy, maybe it doesn't have the capacity to prepare something else for tumah. V'itanim chabarim mishum dekayim midotayu, it's still in its original place. That gives it significance. Chashiv, it makes it chashiv. Avat tlushim, once you detach it from its source, aim aloy, maybe it's more chashiv. Tzichel if you need both psukim. So according to Rav, there's no pasuk that says a liquid becomes tamei. All you have is a liquid prepares other things to become tamei, namely food. Toshma, come in here. It says in the pasuk, ach ma'ayin, you have a spring, uboy mikvimayim, or you have a cistern filled with water. It says, yeh toy, it will be toy. What do you mean it'll be toy? So we're saying over here, it sounds like that water in the spring, in other words, it's attached to its source, only that water, according to you, is able to prepare other food to be make it susceptible to tumah. And you said that water, whether it's attached or detached, has the same property, according to Rav. Says, you know what it means? It means that if somebody, tumah, walks into a spring of water, they become pure by it. Why? Because he went into the mikveh. But if you go into a cistern of water where water there was brought by buckets, so it's mayim shuvin, it won't be matayin. Nothing to do with the water preparing other things to make it susceptible to them. Says the Gemara, another question for Tlushin, mi machshirin. So you said we have two psukim according to Rav to prepare, to make food susceptible. One is if it's attached, one if it's detached. Are you telling me that Tlushin, mi machshirin, is it so that detached water actually can't prepare food and make it ready to be kabel to them? That's a question. Mashkin base midbechaya liquids at the house of the where the butchers are loydayin shehin dochem. Not only do they remain tahir, elisha ain machshirin. He says clearly there that it does not even have the capacity to prepare food to make acceptable kabbal tumah. Says the Gemara Tirgamo, when Rabbi Yossi said that liquid, he wasn't talking about water. He was talking about al dam. He was talking about blood. That he was saying here that the blood in this house of butcher does not prepare food to be susceptible to kabbal tumah. But water is different. In other words, he's only talking about the blood that came out of the animals does not prepare other pieces of meat, whatever it is, slabs of meat that to be susceptible to tumah. But water, of course, it does. At least it prepares. How do I know I'm talking about blood? I know that blood of kachim. If it falls onto a piece of meat, even though it's a liquid, generally it does not prepare. The blood of kachim does not prepare any food to be, make acceptable kabbal tumah. It says in the pasuk, don't eat it. But the blood is talking about ala odes on the ground. Tish pechenu kamayim. When does blood have a din like liquid? If it's like this kind of blood that you toss away and you get rid of it, just like water. Tam shenishku kamayim machshit. Water, blood. That's like water that you just let it, you toss it out. That's the kind of blood that can make food susceptible to tumah. But dam shenishku kamayim. But blood that does not get poured out like water, because you know with the blood of a carbon, you have to go ahead and sprinkle a mizbeach on someone, but you're not allowed to go and throw in the water. And damage anything might be, you don't just let it fall in the water. You have a cup there, you catch the blood. Einay machshir, that does not have the property to prepare the tumah. Nothing to do with water. He's talking about blood. Maskulash mobile, I mean haridama tamsis, are you telling me that all blood cannot prepare food? What about dam hatamtis? The initial when you shecht an animal, you have the blood that squirts out. That's the blood that the life of the animal passes out with. And then after that, there's a trickle of blood. That dam hatamtis does not have the life of the animal in it. And that the blood is different. What do you mean? Hari dam hatamtis, the blood of tamtis, the nishpach kamayim, that blood we just throw away. We don't need that blood. We don't use that from the mizbeach. And yet, ve'ena machshir. You just said that we learn from the pasuk ala aretz v'chenu kamayim. Only that blood that you throw away like water. Well, dam hatamtis you throw away like water, and yet it doesn't prepare anything from kabbal tumah as well. Says the Gemara, "Hanechu dam hatamtis." Set that aside. Even when it comes to ordinary, forget about chulin, forget about kabbalas. Even by chulin, as we'll soon see, it does not have the capacity to prepare any food for tumah because it's not a liquid, and it's not really blood either. How do I know? Kiblum nei Rav Shmuel Rami the Machmona. Rav Shmuel Rami heard because the Torah says rak chazak. The Torah was talking about do not eat blood. Rak chazak, strengthen yourself. The vilti achol dam, not to eat blood. Why not? Ki hadam hu hanefesh. Because the blood carries the life force of the animal. So we say, Dam Shan Nefesh Yetzer, that blood, the first blood that comes out in a spray, that blood is where the life force is. Kari Dam, that's called blood. But Dam Shan Nefesh Yetzer, the blood that trickles out afterwards, ain't a Kari Dam, is not considered blood. Okay, so we're still discussing the argument of Rabbi Shmuel regarding water, whether it is Mekabel Tumah like Shmuel from the Torah, or like Rabbi says, not touched by Kavanah. Dam shenitma, it says, if you have a case of blood in the Beis HaMikdash, the zarkei b'shegig, and by mistake, the kohen took that blood, which he shouldn't have, but he sprinkled on the mizbeach for this carbon that was attached to his blood. Hurtzim, that this carbon was functional and was effective for the owners, because the tzitz that the kohen gadol used to wear, that was the task of the tzitz, was to be mechaper, to atone for those people, you know, for blood that became tummy. Or other things we get time to see in a minute. So damshin is mevazarik v'shoyge hurtze, but b'mezid, But if, let's say, you did it deliberately, you sprinkled the blood, lo yhurtza. Now, why? That the carbon that you brought with this blood did not affect whatever it was supposed to affect. So this is what we say. The bialim do get atoned, but the kohenim cannot eat from this carbon because it wasn't really, you didn't discharge the obligations properly of sprinkling the blood, because the blood became tummy, and you shouldn't have. The mezel hutza. So what do we see from here? That, and the reason is because since the Torah came along and said that the tzitz atones for everything, whether it's a shagi, whether it's a mezitz, so Rabbanu couldn't come in and say, go bring another carbon, it's not good, because that means you, it's really, from the Torah's perspective, you're bringing chulin, ordinary animal, to the base of Mikdash for naught. And we don't want that to happen, so therefore, in an active way, we didn't want you to go against the Torah. But what do we see from here? That blood that became tummy, we see clearly from here, that blood that becomes tummy is from the Torah. So it's a question, and Rabbi said before, that blood does not become, the liquids do not become tummy. Says the Gemara. So when Rabbi Yosi ben Yehezer said that in the Beis HaMikdash there's no tumah by liquids, he was referring to generating tumah, not it itself. And so the Gemara, no, midrabbanon. This Tana is Rabbanon, and he doesn't agree with Rabbi Yosi ben Yehezer. He says that any tumah which is Rabbanon by liquids, they cancelled in the Beis HaMikdash. He disagrees with Tana. This kind of holds they kept it, so it's different. Says the Gemara. Okay, another braise, touch on here. Amat is matzah. What's the role of the tzitz? The tzitz, the role is to atone for those things that became tummy, on which items? Al adam. It's clearly here on blood. The al basar, or even the meat, whether the blood became tummy, whether the meat became tummy, al achela, whether the fats became tummy, shenitma became tummy. Bein b'shegig, bein b'mezid, whether it was inadvertently, or whether it was deliberately. Now, the tzitz does not allow you to eat the meat. What it does is it just makes it effective that the owner was atoned for whatever they had to do, and that's it. Because the Torah says clearly you're not allowed to eat the meat, so the tzitz cannot come along and say, yes, you can. But to tell you that the carbon was effective, you did whatever you had to do. Bein b'mezid, bein b'ainiz, bein b'ratzen. So mezid is the opposite of shagig, and ratzen is the opposite of ainiz. So whether you were forced or whether you did it willingly. Bein b'yachid, and bein b'tzibur, whether it's a carbon of an individual, individual, whether it's a communal carbon. So what do we see clear from here? It says clearly that the tzitz atones for the blood. So we see that blood is mekabel tuma, kasha and rab. Again, midrabbanon to like Yisrael. No, it's only midrabbanon, and this Tana does not agree with the Yisrael. He believes that in the base of Mikdash, even tuma midrabbanon was followed. Touch by coming in another passage, it says, "Venosa Aharon is Havana Kachim." Aharon, when he carries it, sits on his head, he will carry, will atone for the sins of the Kachim. No, it's those who ate Tamei, the tzitz does not help, but it helps regarding the carbon itself. Which particular sin are we talking about? Which psul are we talking about that the tzitz takes care of? There are different ways of ruining a carbon, as we learned yesterday. Im oven pigul means that you have the koyin who shechted the animal had in mind to eat it out of its time. It's only meant to be eaten over 24 hours, and you decide you'll eat it next week or something like that. That's called pigul. You ruin the carbon. Says, well, it can't be. Why not? Because hadikvar nemar. It already says lo yirotze that will not be accepted, this carbon. So luchayda tzitz doesn't help. Im oven. Now he's talking about another sin that he left. He literally left it over. Then harikvar nemar. If we're talking about the sin of noisin, had a mind to leave it over longer than time or the wrong place, we said before harikvar nemar. He already said the pasuk loy yechoshev that the Eibusher will not reckon this carbon as a carbon. So it can't be that it sits contradicts that. So what exactly are we talking about here? You know which sin that Aaron will forgive? El avain tumah, a sin of tumah. And why should tumah be different than pigul and noise? That those, you know, that's it. The tzitz cannot affect anything there. And yet, when it comes to tumah, it is because tumah has a leniency. Shehutin meklala b'tzibur. If everybody in the community, the majority of people in the community, which we'll learn about later in Pesachim, if the majority of the people are tameh, then it's called tumah hutra b'tzibur. And therefore, you're allowed to. you're allowed to, what do you call it? That's why we're more lenient, and the tzitz helps that. So we see, now which liquor are we talking about? My love, tumah's dam. We're talking about probably, when he says tumah. He didn't say, he doesn't describe the tumah, just said tumah. Probably talking about tumah blood. So we see again, if the tzitz is only, the tzitz is only there to remove the tumah and the tumah of blood, then the statement of Rabbanus from the Torah. Question on Rav. I'm going to pop a loy. Tumas kamatzim. The same role that blood has by a carbon, which by spraying the blood enables you to go perceive the carbon and eat from it. When you do a flower offering, you do a kmitzah. You take a little piece off and you put it on mezbeach. If that, and that's food, that's flower offering. If that, so it has the same role as blood. And if that kmitzah became tameh, the tzitz will atone for that. That's what the Torah is talking about. And blood is only from the rabbis, and there's no, and therefore it itself becomes, there's no tomb of blood in the base of Migdash. So I think about it further, Toshba Gavaneh. It's very interesting that Chagai's Chaim Malachi, these were the last prophets, they decided when they were going to set up, they were going to test the Kohenim to see if they know the laws of the Tumah, because in the base of Migdash, you need to know the laws of Tumah, especially the laws when it comes to Kachim. These are the Kohenim who came back from Babel to Eretz Yisrael to build the second base of Migdash. So you want to know whether they know what they're talking about or not. Because remember, while they were in Babel, there was no base of Migdash. And nobody was able to follow, or they learned Kachim and so on. So he asked them as follows. It says in Pasuk, Hey in Yisrael, the following case. If a person carries Ish Psar Kodesh Bekarav, if a person carries if a person carries in the very corner of his beged, he carries, let's say, a sheretz. He carries a sheretz, one of these eight rodents that a Torah says are tameh. V'noga b'kanfei alechem. So the way we're learning right now is the sheretz, which is inside the corner of your beged, touches the bread. So the sheretz is an avatumah. The bread will be a additional tumah. And then the bread touched el hanozit, touch over there, your soup over there. So that became the sheni. And then the el ayayin, it touched the wine, which became a shlishi. The el shemen, and then it touched oil, which should be a levi, or el komach, or any other food. My question is, ha yikdash? Is there such a thing as a revi by base of migdash or not? That was his test. He wanted to know whether they realized that hektish, you have to be much more stringent than truma, and then surely than cholin. That was his question to them. So they said, but Yanu Kohen will answer, but Yemi Loi? No. In other words, they got it wrong. But Omar Rav said, Ish Tabish Kohen, the Kohen made a mistake. Why? Because they just said that a Revi is Tor. But really, a Revi is not Tor. But what we see from here, actually we have a contradiction from Rav. Here we talk about wine, oil, these are all liquids, and yet Rav says they are all Tameh. You said, Rav, before that there's no liquids that are tummy, it's only midrabbanon, and therefore in the base of measure it doesn't count. And here, two of the generations, one is wine and one is oil. So we see that the liquids in the house of the butcher are mekabel tumah. And if you can tell me that it's only midrabbanon, Rav said that there's no derabbanons in the base of Migdash. They wouldn't have banned the wine or oil if it comes tummy. So the Gemara says, "Think about me who time El Rav." So Gemara now explains, not a problem. Rav did not say the entire Beis Hamikdash. We constantly kept on using the reference Bei Mitbechaya, the house where the butchers are, where they cut up the meat, the slabs of meat. Midi time El Rav. You're asking me a question on Rav. Rav Mashke Beis Mitbechaya Tanya, when he said that there's no laws of Tumah in the Beis Hamikdash, he was talking about where the butchers were working with the meat over there. There's no, there's no, what do you call it? There's no, really, there was Mashke is Asim Midrabon, Asim Midrabon. But in the Beis Hamikdash with the house of butchers, they took away that Issa. That's what YCBS was talking about. There's, so therefore, blood and water, all that, and I'm a Kabbal Tumah. However, but however, the mashkin, the liquids like wine and oil, which has to do with the mezbeach, that metame, that Rav never said does become tame, that is become tame. So therefore, two different things. Here we're talking about wine and oil. Wine and oil will be mekabel tumah, because that's the liquids you put on the mizbeach, right? The oil for the mincha, the wine, you know, for the libations, all that. So that goes on the mizbeach. So Rabbanon said that even there we will goyze tumah. But only talking about water in the, where the basement of Chai was, where the butchers were. So the Gemara, okay, we'll stop over here and we'll continue tomorrow. We're going to analyze what actually the test was that the Chagai gave to the Koinim. And we'll have different ways of understanding between Rav and Shmuel what actually he was testing them, and whether the Kohenim were right or did they actually make a mistake. So Rav's version is they made a mistake. We'll see tomorrow. Shmuel will say that maybe they didn't. Okay.